I spent 25 years in the Western District.
Why are you here today?
Obviously, to protest this gun bill. I've read it, and this bill is really a bad bill. It's not about public safety. It's about control. It's about taking weapons away from people. Banning weapons so they can't be sold. Myself, for example, I'm a collector. I have many of effective weapons. This bill essentially would render worthless my collection of $25,000. This is really unfair.
You've been on the streets of Baltimore, particularly in the Western District, which is a rough section of the city.
Yes.
Why wouldn't this bill make the streets of Baltimore? Why wouldn't this bill make the streets of Baltimore safer?
Well, the truth of the matter is, from my experience, and I started out as a foot patrol officer, to be quite honest with you, I've never seen assault weapons except in one incident. I think maybe it was back in the 80s. But they're just not used. They're not the preferred gun of criminals. They would rather have a handgun. It's obviously much more concealable, much more available. And, let's face it, no criminal is going to walk down the street with an AK-47 that's about 35 inches long. They couldn't do anything with that.
What's wrong with licensing handguns?
In what fashion? Handguns are licensed every time you buy one. And what I mean by that is you have to go back, do a background check every time you apply. You have to wait 7 days and pay a fee, and you have to present proper identification. That's pretty much an accepted identification all over the United States, which we call our driver's license.
Sure. When did you retire, just out of curiosity?
I'd be 1995, so I've been retired. I went to corrections after that, worked down central booking as a lieutenant shift supervisor, and after that, I just kind of took it easy and collected a few more guns.